Blog Talk Radio.
Up inside.
the trombones respond, I'm gonna run over. So cancer responds, I'm gonna run over. So my family responds, I'm gonna run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run. Oh, I wanna run over.
I want you to come on. me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to you, see that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else can take your place. Now when I'm gonna feel the warmth of your embrace, help me find my way. Bring me back to you. Everybody say it tonight. Nah, nah, nah. Oh, oh, oh. Said I sing you working on, oh, no, 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 no.
And I want you to work in me.
Said I've seen you heal the sick through others. And I want you to work in me. Lay it all down again. Mishkataba. To hear you say, I'm your friend. Because I see
you
that I've seen you work in others. The Bible says that we are to be provoked to jealousy in a good thing. But I want you to know that the anointing of God is not relegated but to one name, and that is Jesus. I've seen some things. I've seen some anointed people. I've seen men and women pray to the power of God move. So happy to have my mother here, the international mother. That's it. Yeah. Mother Winans. And I saw my brother David, my eldest brother David, had been living for about 3 days with a ruptured appendix. The poison was all through his body. They weren't expecting him to live, and he'd gone to the hospital. They operated one, and then they got him in and they saw more. They had to operate again. When they finished that second operation, they came back and told them that there was another pocket of poison that they need to go in and get. And at the time, my father said, no. I don't know why I let you operate in the first place. And he called for the elders of the church. And they came in and prayed. Elder Stacks and Elder Weatherspoon. And they said, Lord, for his grandfather's sake, heal him. And the doctors came back and said, we don't know where it went, but the poison is gone. David is alive today. Because I've seen you work. And I want you to work in me. Everybody that wants God to do something through them. Just say that one time. Say, I see and I want you to work. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Second Chronicles, the 5th chapter. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. I wish I had a voice tonight. I was hollering the other day. Mold me and make me after thy will while I am waiting. Yield it and still. Second Chronicles and Mother Boyd was here. She might say it like this. Y'all ready? Y'all got to go with me. Use me, Lord, in your servant. Draw me nearer every day. I'll be willing, Lord, to run on all the way. If I falter, I got to. Second Chronicles 5. Second Chronicles 5. And 11. 2 Chronicles 5 and 11, and we'll begin reading at the 11th verse. If you have it, indicate by shouting amen.
Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, Leonard, the Chief Apostle, Donald Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about today's broadcast. As always, we want to thank you guys for continuing to support, share, like, and continue to come and be a part of today's broadcast. Listen, we have a very exciting show for you on this morning. I pray that something is said, something is done that will bless, move, inspire, and strengthen you on today. As always, listen, you know how we do it right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go any further, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer, and then we're going to share those countries, and then we're going to share our scripture as well. So lend me your hearts for a moment as we talk to the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for our rising, oh God. God, we thank you for our downsetting. God, we thank you for opening up our eyes, God, closing us in our right mind. God, we thank you, Lord God, that when we woke in arose, God, all was well. God, it might have been some confusion on yesterday. It might have been some confusion on the day before that. God, it might have been some confusion, Lord God, before we laid our head down on last night. But we want to thank you, Father God, for giving us a brand new day. For your scripture says that weeping may endure for a night. Ah, God, but joy comes in the morning. Father, we thank you for joy. We thank you for strength. God, we thank you for wisdom. We thank you for encouragement. God, we thank you for power. God, because we know that it's in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you that we have our being, and we cannot do anything without you. So, God, we want to lift up our voices in Zion and call on your great name and say that we are, God, a chosen people. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation, and we are grateful that you are God, and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, Father, there is no other. So we give your name praise. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name dominion. And we say, have your way on today. For it is in you we live. It's in you we breathe. It's in you that we have our being. Now, Father, take the reins of this broadcast today. I pray today, God, that as you, as this radio broadcast go across the airwaves, God, going into these countries, God, going into the homes and the cars, God, that wherever they may be listening to our broadcast, Father, we pray that you would strengthen them even now. God, get the glory out of this, so God. God, no matter where this thing may come, wherever this finds them, God, go lift up their head, and lift up their old gates, your gates, oh, you people. Lift up your everlasting doors. Turn your head toward the hills, which cometh your help, and let your help come from the Lord on today. We bless, magnify, and glorify your name on today. For you are God, and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, God, there is no other. And we trust in you. And Father, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask of things. God, we thank you. God, we thank you in advance. You are God. You are God, and you are God alone. And we love in you. We pray to you, God, and we trust in you that all things will be made well. Not only just in your presence, oh God, but God, but in every way that you are, God, in every way that you are, God, we give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name dominion. And we say we love you, Father. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. In the body of Christ, say it, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, watch this here. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to share our morning scripture. Our morning scripture comes from none other than, it's going to come from Psalms, the 24th chapter, and that first verse of Psalms, the 24 and 1, that says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell in it. If I was going to tag something on this here, it's all in his hands. Y'all remember that song? It's all in his hands. No matter what, whatever you're going through, I don't know who needs to hear this morning. I don't know if this is just a scripture of encouragement. We got a preacher today, but this is just your scripture of encouragement. It's all in his hands. No matter what you may be struggling with today, God, help me right through here. It's all in his hands. No matter how bad your stuff may look, I want to give you a reminder this morning that it's all in his hands. You can trust him to see you through this. I know, and he say your heart is troubled. He say, but it's just to tell you, let not your heart be troubled. But sometimes we can go through some troubling things. But I want to stop by this morning to be the voice of encouragement to you and let you know that it's all in his hands. He got you. Don't trip. Don't fall apart. I know the bills are due. I know the bat, the cat, the dog, the fish, and everybody's against each other. Your sons and your daughters might be at odds. You might be struggling within yourself. You may be struggling within your mind. But God, help me. Fight through that. I'm by this morning to let you know that it's all is well. It's all in his hands. I don't know who needed to hear that this morning, but I felt that in my spirit that you need to know that it's all in his hands. I know that the tears are real. I know that the heartache is real. I know the pains are real. But I found out something this morning as I was sitting here getting ready to get this broadcast started. I told y'all, y'all not a preacher, but I need to share this morning. I was sitting here getting the broadcast together, and there was an overwhelming power of weep that came on me. And while I was sitting here, God told me to let y'all know that that shit, my God, your worship has been heard in the heavens. And because it's been heard in the heavens, God said, I have to ask him, God, help me. What do you hear? Who am I helping? God said, let me let you know that I heard your worship in the heavens, and your request has been made known unto God through your prayer and supplication. He said, now I have to move for you. Now, God, there's something. I got the answer for you. I got to show up by fire because you let your worship be heard. We got a preacher. But I need you to know that it's all in his hands. God, you struggle may rise on his head, but he got you. Tears may fall, but he got you. Folk told you, folk gonna walk away. Situations are not gonna work out like you want them to. But I came by to tell you that it's going to be okay because it's all in his hands. He got you. Psalms 24:1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. He got you.
We want to make sure also that we recognize all of these great countries that are listening. We're grateful. We're grateful. We want to tell you guys that we are grateful to you, those of you all that are listening in. Give me 2 seconds. Give me two minutes. There are those of us that had the opportunity. Some of us did 2 services. Some of us did 3 services. Some of us churched all day. But watch this here. Watch. There are some folks that are under the sound of our voices in these other countries. Watch this here. They have, God help me, they have not even had the opportunity to go to a church, but they listen into the broadcast. Let me help you real quick. If they're caught with a scripture, not a Bible, a scripture in their home, they could be drug out into the street and made an example out of in these countries. Some of them are sold into slavery. Some of them are sold and taken and put into work camps. Some of them are executed in the street just to be made an example out of. But here we have the opportunity and the freedom to listen to whatever we want to. Gospel radio. We got a gospel radio station that we listen to. We got our favorite gospel song that we listen to. We got our favorite scripture. We can put our Bible app on and have our Bible app playing while we're at work, while we're sitting in our desk, while we're riding in our car. We can hear the word of God being played in every facet of our life. But here we have our brothers and sisters over on the other side of the world, and they deal with the persecution of the torment of having a scripture, not a Bible. What I want you to do, I want you to take out the time today. You may not remember every name that I'm going to call out, every country that I'm going to call out, but I want you to do me a favor. Do me a favor. As I give these scriptures, I give these countries out to you, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to take out the time of your prayer time today
to intercede for that country. Just think, Father, all those countries that are listening in on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, God, keep them and protect them. Watch over them. God, watch them. Let me show you what I pray. Break the bonds of the enemy off of them so that their taskmasters, they can act right and do right by them. Come on, men. Can I help you today? It'll behoove you. Come on, as the old folks say. It'll behoove you. If you put that prayer out there, and God will hear your prayer, and he'll move on their behalf. Put that scripture out. Put that prayer out there, and put a scripture on it. And you all things work together for the good of them. Who love the Lord, who want to call and call into your presence. Put a scripture on them, and pray for them. That's my 2 minutes. I'm done. Let us make sure we acknowledge those scriptures. Listen. We are the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. We have the Netherlands. Italy, we have Thailand, and we have Romania. And we thank God for each and every last one of you guys that are listening in. We're so excited about what God is doing. We're so excited about what God is doing. And we pray that you continue to listen in, continue to partner up with us, and continue to call a friend and tell a neighbor. That number again is 563-999-3628. You want to press 1. What you want to do, you want to press 1 and acknowledge that. That'll let us know that you want prayer. That's to let us know that you want to speak. That'll let us know if you just want to share how the broadcast is blessing you. Make sure that you press the 1 if you want to have words or if you just want us to pray with you. Just say, Apostle, Chief Apostle, listen, I have a prayer request. Can you pray for me? Can you pray with me? Because there's some things that I need God to do. I need God to shift some stuff for me. And in that request, watch this thing, in that request, I promise you, we'll take care of it for you. We'll take care of it. We'll call on the name of the Lord for you. And I promise you, he'll move for you. I promise you, he will. How do you know? Because I didn't seen him do it before. I didn't seen him move before. I didn't seen him shift it before. I didn't seen him show up before. I didn't see him react and respond in 24 hours for people. Come on here. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask to think. Only thing we have to learn how to do is trust in God. And when you trust in God, he will, without a shadow of a doubt, do for you. Watch this here. What no other man can do. The song they sing me back in the old days, it said, there's no power greater than the power. Come on here. Hey, come on, and he'll move. He'll move by his power. He'll move by his power. He'll show up, and he'll watch what he'll do. He'll dry the tears in your eyes. He'll dry the tears in your eyes. So listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys will listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now, I can't escape.
Bring with erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your faith.
Oh, what?
Fill up this space. My world needs you.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say.
Judicial system, or in the court system, or in our halls of Congress. I'm going to filibuster a little bit, but I think the filibuster is going to bless you. I think what God is going to share with you today is going to bless you. Can I get on part two of Sunday's service, Sunday's message entitled, Let Them Go. Let Them Go. Let Them Go. We came from Matthew, the 10th chapter. And it spoke in Matthew the 10th chapter. It talked about in this passage of scripture, Matthew 14. It tells us that if we go into a man's house, I'm paraphrasing. So y'all don't shoot me. I'm paraphrasing. It says that when you go into a man's house and they don't receive you and they don't receive the word. The Bible says to leave the house. He says, shake the feet, shake the dust from your feet. He says, leave the house and leave the city, or leave the country, or leave the town. I love one translation. The one translation says, leave the region. In other words, if they don't receive you, it's okay for you to watch it here. To get rid of the existence of them in your life. In other words, basically, you're going to let them go. My grandmother used to put it like this. Can I give you my grandmother's, can I give you Snoop Bob a 101? Snoop used to tell him like this. She said, don't let the donut hit you. What a good Lord speaks. In other words, don't spend no time there if you don't have to. Don't allow them to be a fixture in your life if they don't need to be. Watch this here. I was scrolling through my Facebook, and there was a passage that caught my attention. There was a post and a quote that caught my attention, and it spoke about a gym trainer, and the gym trainer was cutting the locks off of, watch this, of some old clients' locks, and as he began to cut the locks off, he said, "I was cutting the locks off, and as they were hitting the floor," he said, I pondered a question in my mind, and he said, "Why would you leave a lock on a locker that you did not have any intentions on coming back to?" Now, watch this here. The next thing, that this is what blessed me. He said, "Some of them have gone on to train with other trainers, but they left a lock on a locker that they don't have no intention on coming back to." He said, "Watch the revelation that God gave the man while he was looking at the lock." He said, "Watch this." He said that they thought that they had access still to a space that come in. Let me help you. That they no longer trained in. Watch this. There are people that God had assigned for you to cut loose, and they still in their mind think that they got place and space in your life. But on today, can I bless you to your blessing, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny? There are some folks that you got to cut loose, because if you don't let them loose, you won't be able to move to your next. Come here. Let me give you something to ride with for the rest of the week. You need to go through your phone and just start deleting some folks. "I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need you. I sure don't need you. You the reason why I'm being in the situation I'm in. I don't need you. You right here." Let me tell you something. Cold block is a beautiful thing. You need to come here. Come here. You got to serve. It's a beautiful thing. Putting people on hold is a good thing. You got to learn how to cut some folks loose. Listen, I'm going to tell you like I told them on Sunday, that quote is not Bible, but it's biblically sound. Watch this here. He said, "I cut the locks, and as I cut the locks, I looked at them as they lay on the ground or lay on the floor, and I sat there and I pondered something." When it said that, it blessed me, because I sat there and I said, "You trying to pick up broke people and trying to put them in a place that they don't belong." Oh, preacher, you doing some work this morning. Listen to me real good. Listen to me real close. Put your prophetic ear on. Hear me and hear me well. What's the text of the man while he was moving, in the spirit? Watch this. It's not Bible, but it's biblical sound. Watch this here. He said that the lights fell and hit the ground. Watch this here. Let me show you something. There are some people that have a ground ministry. Oh, you preaching today, Doc. You preaching today. Some folks got a ground ministry. Oh, Lord. Oh, he's going to mess them up real bad, preacher. He said, "Papa, look, Chief, you can't be doing these people like this. These people are trying to drive. Listen to me good. Some folks got a ground ministry. They belong on the ground. That's all that they do. Yeah, come here. They got the pity party mentality. Oh, Lord, they got their pitiful balloons. They got their pitiful, you know them pitiful balloons that just bad and floating in the air. They got those pitiful plates. And those, look, you got a blue plate, a green plate, a yellow plate, an orange plate, and a white plate. And then you got that pitiful case, the one with the sink in the middle. And you ain't got no full age on that. You got 3 years. You 33 years old? Come here, let me. Why are you preaching today? You got these pitiful people, and that's their mentality, that's their life, and no matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, you will never rise them to where they need to be, because they've got a pitiful lifestyle and a pitiful mentality, and that's all God lives you lay your hands on them, they're going to be the same. Let them go. Some folks, they got ground mentality. They ground that. What you said, truth be told, if you really want to know, that's their hope. They built their life in a sorrowful place. God, you know what, Lord? You out of control this morning. Why? Watch. They literally built a life here. This is their only home. Because some of them could come out of that thing for a season. Preacher. See, some of them got seasonal mentality. I can come out of this thing for a season. But as soon as the soul gets it, as soon as life comes, they're back their way. They go back to pity party mentality. And then watch this. They send you an invitation to a pity party and expect God to mess up. You done messed them up now. They send you an invitation to a pity party and they expect you to show up. And you sit up and give them that pity pat and that pity rub and that pity speech. It's gonna be okay. You know, God is able. He gonna see you through. Wipe your tears. Come on, Sally, rise. Put your hand on your hip. Let your backbone slip. Come here, let me help you. God, you got to understand that they will not. They will not get great watch this. And they love confusion. God help me right through here. They love confusion. Okay. Y'all read Bible. Let me give you Bible. Luke 24 talks about the house that's been swept, and God says, he said the unclean spirit is going out of the house, and when the unclean spirit goes out of the house, what happens is it says that the unclean spirit goes out and the spirit leaves, and he leaves for a season, and when he leaves for a season, then he said he goes through dry places, and when he goes through dry places, he says that I shall say to myself, he said that I will go back to my house. And when I go to my house, I'm going to check to see if everything in the house is well. See, some folks show up at your door expecting you.
Reverend.
Some of them show up at your house. And think when they show up at your house, watch this here. They show up at your house hoping that them not being a part of your life, that you have a terrible life. I'm going to let that marinate on you because I know that messed some of y'all up. Yeah. They do a drive-by just to check to see. I need to look and see. I need to check if me not being there had affected them in any kind of way. And they help me preach if you can. Just throw an amen or two out there. I don't even want a two amens. The Bible says it like this. He said I shall go to my house. You got to understand that these people that have left the locks on the locker had the mentality, or still has the mentality, that I still own a piece of you. help me right through here. I still got stock in you. I still have an investment in you. God, you're gonna mess them up with this one. I still have squatter's rights. Watch this. We common law married. What you say? We common law married. By law, I owe a piece of you. This is boy, listen here. Let me. These ninjas are crafty. That's why they feel. They can just show up at any time and any place. Wait a minute, hold on. Who is it? It's me. Me? Who? You know who this is.
Wait a minute.
Oh God, you're messing them up. Put it on them, young. You know who I am. You listen. I came by because I left something. Come here. I'll say it there. Let me give you the backdrop. Because I gotta help you. I sat there. The revelation that God gave me while I was reading the quote from Facebook, that these people that left the lock on there left stuff in the locker. He didn't put it in there. But this was a biblical revelation that I got out of reading a Facebook quote. Watch this here. It was not Bible, but it was biblically based. Watch this here. Not only did they leave something and leave a lock on there, but they left something inside with the intention of, if I leave this here, I can always come back. So what I had to do, I had to get into the presence of God so he could make this thing make sense to me. I say, God, why in God's name would you leave something inside of the locker and leave a lock on it without the intention of coming back, but you left it in there unintentionally, as you say, but you left it there and you gone on and you're with somebody else. Why would you leave something there? Watch what the revelation that God gave me. They have unfinished business with you. I know that was deep. Let's sit down in the city of your never dying soul, because I said it in your mind. Watch this here. Watch. You have to understand that people who have left your life, especially those that leave your life for no reason, you have not said or done anything to anybody. Your intentions have always been pure. Your intentions have always been right. Your intentions have always been in the most upright position that it could be in. Now, I thank God for every relationship that I had, but I also thank God for every relationship that has walked away. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, brothers. Let me help you, brothers, over the ones that are listening in by radio or by way of the internet, or you're on the phone with me. Let me help you, brothers. Sometimes it's good to offend some folk. Because if there's never a sense, you'll never see their heart. Not an intentional offense. Not see because I'm gonna give y'all a piece of something that I need y'all to know. Prophetess Juanita Bynum had made a statement. She said, before you get married to any man, she said, you need to see where his anger level is at. She said, you need to see his anger level. You need to, because he may become violent unbeknownst to you. Because you're looking at the good side. Come here. We've all been guilty. Don't feel bad. Don't feel like you're the long ranger. Don't feel like, come here, let me help you. Let me give you something to do. Let's shoot you your blessed face, push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. Let me give you something to work with. There are people that we had in our life that we never knew. They was back crap crazy. Crazy than the fetches, bro. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Pookie crackhead pookie. Best crackhead pookie. He's there on crackhead, hiding in the bushes. Come here, let me help you. Looking in your window and crazy. We sometimes have to get these people to a place to where we put them in categories. Because if we don't put them in categories, we'll never know that their season is up. Help today, preacher. Help today. Help is here. Y'all know that. Here I come to say today, I'm your mighty dog today. I'm your underdog today. I'm here to save you today. Let me be your underdog today. Let me help you. Let me show up on the scene and give you your save the day moment. Sometimes, people of God, sometimes, brethren, it's just good to put people in categories so we'll know when they season it up. And when they season it up, we're not caught off guard. See, this is something that I'm just learning. As pastors, my wife and myself, as pastors, what we're learning, we learned it in the beginning, but God is showing himself more prevalent now than he did in the beginning because we're going into another stage in pastoralship. Watch this, y'all. Watch. You got to understand that Saul's folk will exit your life. Some folk will exit your life for no cause, no rhyme, no reason. And my friend, my brother, my sister, if you're listening, my homie, my homie, if you're listening, my friend, if you're listening, Learn how to be okay with the absence of their presence. this did me some good this morning. I feel so revived. If I didn't preach to nobody today but myself, listen, stop. You have to learn how to be okay with the absence of their presence. Because the truth be told, they brought more hell to your life than they brought happiness anyway. They brought more conflict in your life than anything into it. They showed, God help me right here, they showed up and messed up some stuff in your life into it. They came as a thorn in your flesh into it. Watch this. Y'all need some more Bible. Let me get y'all some more Bible. Y'all remember how Paul was on the ship, and then the ship ran aground, and when the ship ran aground in the book of Acts,
And it talks about how the book of Acts, how he ran aground, and he told some of them to swim, that could swim, and then he told those that could get their own broken pieces. We'll deal with that in a minute. He said, but Paul was doing something. Once he got on the aisle, it was raining, it was cold, and Paul went out to go gather some sticks. And when Paul went to go gather some sticks, watch this here. Paul went to go put the sticks onto the fire. And when he went to put the sticks on the fire, it said a viper fastened to his head. Now, the next part messed me up because me, myself, frankly, I have an issue with snakes. Y'all pray for me. Pray my strength. I got issues with snakes. I got issues with natural snakes and snakes in church. Y'all pray for me. I had to throw that in there. I got an issue with natural snakes and snakes in the church. I got an issue with y'all. I'm just telling y'all now, I got an issue with snake folks. Listen, I'm just saying. Y'all pray for me. Listen. So here the snake is on Paul's hand. And instead of Paul losing it, Paul just takes it and he shakes it off into the fire. Now watch this here. If it was me, I'm just letting you know, help me help you. I should say, if this was me, if that snake would have been me, I would have been all over the place. I would have been asking God all kinds of questions. I just survived a shipwreck. I barely escaped with my life. The least you could have did was protect me from the snake that's in these sticks. And why did you give me the nerve to know that the snake was in these sticks when I picked these stupid sticks up? You said it, man. You're supposed to be God. You're supposed to be my protector. Why in the world? And I sat back, and this would have been me. But God said, while I was in the midst of my revelation of reading this, God told me the reason why he didn't lose it is because he just survived the shipwreck. He just got out by bad about his life. And the snake bite was proof that God was still in Lord. Anytime you're dealing with an issue in your life, you better best believe there's going to be some snakes that's going to come out. Anytime there's an elevation, anytime there's a shift, you better best come in. You better best believe that God is working some stuff out in your life. And it's okay. It's not good. It's okay to get bit by the snake. I say, God, what are you talking about? Because you got to explain this one to me. You got so much explaining to do, Lucy. Explain this to me. Give me some clarity. What do you mean that the snake bite was okay? He said the snake bite has always been a part of the plan. God, help me right through here. My snake bite. We got to understand the reason why these people were here in the first place. We watch this. It's for us to be developed. You develop a better prayer life with these folks. You develop a better understanding in life. Come here. Let me show you something. Let me work the text for you. You got to understand. He carried the sticks from where he picked them up at, all the way up to the place to where he got ready to put it on the fire. Let me show you something. He carried the sticks from the place where he picked them up all the way up to the place where he put them on the fire. But let me show you something. He carried the sticks all the way up to where he put it on the fire. Let me show you something. He carried the sticks from the place where he picked it up all the way to the fire. Why did the snake come out while he was walking through the forest to bring it to the fire? Bam! He had to let you go through the thing to get to the elevation of the thing. So you will know that even in the elevation of the thing, there's still going to be those that are going to be fed. Don't slip about the bite, because the bite is going to work for your good. Watch the text. You don't believe me? Let me give you the Bible. He said in the scripture, as he shook the shape of the snake off, the men that watched him get bit, watch this here, they said he must be some man that did not thought that, I mean, thought that he could escape from his demise. Because, Lord, he thought that he could escape, watch this here, his demise. He thought that he could escape from doing the act of the bad thing that he's done. But watch this here. The text goes down and says that after they watched him for a while, they perceived that this must be a man of God, because he was intending to watch this man swell and die. But God let them see themselves and enjoy a cup of beanie wings and drink them a cup of good cold Kool-Aid and have some good time warming up by the fire and not have a care in the world. That was intended to kill you. There was some bites that was intended to make you make a mixture. There was some bites that was intended to make you stumble and fall. There was some bites that was intended for you to lose your profit. There was some bites that was intended for you not to keep going. There was some bites that was intended for you to fail and what God has set you on. But watch the tip. God said to me to let you know that not only was a bite intended for you to watch, but it was intended for you to swell. They thought you were going to swell up and die. But watch this. Some swelling don't come because of infection or infliction. It comes because God is trying to swell you to a better place, sir. See, those bites cause you to swell. God, help me right through here. It calls you to swell into your purpose. It calls you to swell into your growth. It calls you to swell into a better type minister. It calls you to swell in your finances. It calls you to swell in the way that you see God. It calls you in the way of swelling. It calls you to swell, but it's not by way of invention. It's by way of revelation. This is why it's important to cut people off and let them go. You've been through too much. You've been bit too many times for you to sit back and to let them stay and cause conflict. Let them go. My bite, my hurt, my pain, my place of frustration, my place of anger, my place of not understanding why I'm going through what I'm going through. All of these things, the Bible says all things work together. Good time. Yeah. All things. Even the stuff that we don't understand, brother, even the hard times, the in-between times, the times when you had to go back and live with your mama. Come here, let me help you. The times that you had to, come here, the times that you had to sleep in your car, the time to come out the times that you had to live in a hotel for about 3, 4, 5 months. The time to come here, let me help you, brother, let me help you. The time that you had to explain to your kids, we don't have enough for daddy to eat, but you gonna eat. Don't worry about that. Y'all gonna eat. But daddy, no, but daddy, nothing. I need y'all to eat. Yeah, listen, let me help you. Let me help the men. Let me help the men. Yo, swear, you got too much to be holding on to this big head, not head joker that don't want to do nothing but cause conflict between you and your life and your wife and your family and your home. You need to learn how to let these jokers go. Come loose. And when you do that, you make room for your next. My next is a text to my let them go. My next is connected to my let them go. I cannot, I will not continue in this and hold on to a people. Watch this now. That don't have enough power to hold on to me. Because if you had power to hold on to me, you wouldn't have let that lock on that locker. You wouldn't have locked me out your life. I'm done. You wouldn't have locked me out your life. If you truly was appreciative of who I was to you, instead of you leaving the locker of your life, you would have come to me and told me in a way that was not offensive or defensive or in it. Your shift should have been, Apostle, it's time for me to move on. I believe that the Lord is moving me on to my next level. Amen. Look, God bless you with all care and concern. God bless you. I wish you well. But when you leave out my life and you don't have a reason and you don't have, see, only people that leave your life without saying anything is people who don't care about you. So that means this whole time, could you not sit with me for 1 hour? Could you not pray with me for 1 hour? That's what Jesus asked his disciples. I don't need your whole day. I need 1 hour. I don't need your whole life. I need 1 hour. I don't need you to just come in and just be there and just do all the stuff that you do because you want to be seen. I just need 1 hour. 1 hour without you being on forward. Only time you can show up is when you're on forward. Hello, nice and warm. Only time you can be there is because you feel like they gonna call your name. I am so blessed to have friends that show up for me. My wife is so blessed to have friends that will show up for us, and they ain't got to be on the ground. I ain't never got to say a word. I'm just there because I love. I'm glad because I love you, sis. We thank God for y'all. We thank God for real people. I'm going to tell you what we thank God for. We thank God for preachers who have seen what we've seen, heard what we've heard, and been through what we've been through. Because some days ain't easy. Sometimes they're not easy. Some places, ladies and gentlemen, is not easy. But thank God for deliverance. Thank God for deliverance. Thank God for deliverance. Thank God. I'm going to say that again. Thank God for deliverance. Because like I said, every day people look at us. Every single day of our life, we have got to learn how to allow our situations to shift us. Is it easy? No. Is it always good times? No. Is it always one of those feel good moments? No. But can I help you real quick? It's always going to be a teachable moment. Every moment of your life is a teachable moment. It either teaches you how to handle that person the next time, or it teaches you that when they come into your presence, you know what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. I love how one of my mentors put it like this. He said, it teaches you how to be tolerable in a situation. Not for them, tolerable. Sometimes you just try to learn how to be tolerable. Not because of nothing that they said, nothing that they've done. But we just got to learn how to be tolerable. Tolerate some folks. But then there is a space and a time, ladies and gentlemen, where tolerance becomes a hindrance. And that's when you need to learn how to let them go. Close the door, change the lock, change the access code, change the password, change your address if you have to. Change your phone number. Put them on call block. Learn how to move different, like the young folks say. Because everybody's not always going to love you. And what I found out is, if I'm loved by everybody, somebody lying to me. Yeah, I have to let that shit on your heart real good. If I'm loved by everybody, somebody behind me. So in this season of let them go, I want you to be okay with the absence of people. I want you to be okay with saying no. I want you to be okay with doors being closed. I want you to be okay. Watch this here. With the walkout mentality. If it ain't with you and for your good folk, your Fab Five needs to include God and four other good people. And if they start tripping, you need to start eliminating them too. And if it has to be just you and God for a while, please, by all means, let it be God and you for a little while. Because if you want to know the truth about it, you want to know the truth of the matter, they're going to suck everything out of you for as long as you let them. I'm done. Gracious and eternal Father, thank you for peace. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for the level of grace that you have applied to the listening and to our lives. God, that you have given us the ability in this moment to release them and let them go. We don't want to be like Pharaoh and have a hardened heart when you tell us to let them go. You sometimes will turn our hearts. You will sometimes turn our minds. Sometimes, God, you will turn our spirit for us to be able to see that individual person, but never to be connected with that individual person so we can be in a place of prayer for them. But sometimes, God, you will tell us to let them go so you can deal with it. So today, Father, we do both. We turn our hearts when you tell us to turn our hearts, but we release them so you can deal with it. We release them so you can do what you need to do. Father, we are free today from all obligations. We're free from all pendencies. We're free from all deposits. Father, we are free. And he who the Son has set free is free indeed. So we thank you for freedom.
We thank you for peace. We thank you for wisdom, and we thank you for power. Father, for we realize that it's in you we live. It's in you we breathe. It's in you we have our being, and we cannot do anything without you. So we trust you beyond what we see. And we know all things work together for the good of them who know the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In the body of Christ, say amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
know if you see me cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me.
Amen, 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 amen. I made it through. I made it through. That's my testimony. That's my testimony. I made it. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. We are just excited about what God is doing in this time and in this hour. With us and what God is speaking to us and showing to us through just his word and just his peace and his joy and his strength as he take us high and higher heights and deeper depths in him. So we're just excited that God is continuing to bless and magnify and glorify his presence in our life. We thank you for the magnification of your presence, oh God. We're just excited about what you're doing, and we can't do anything but be excited about it. So listen, those of you all that are listening under the sound of our voices on today, there may have been one today that you heard the word on today to let them go. Your them might be a relationship. Your them might be a thing. Your them might be a stumbling block that's keeping you from being in the presence of God, being in right standing with God. Your them might be a mindset. Your them might be one of those things to where you walked away from Christ. I want to be an ear for you to hear. And I honestly believe this will bless you. This will call a shift in your life. This will call a transition in your life. This will call a restoration place in your life. That you'll be able to walk into a right place in God, a right mindset in God, and know that he is not only your strength and your keeper and your protector, but he is also your savior. So on today, I want to invite you into a relationship with Jesus Christ. I want to invite you into a place of salvation. I want to invite you into a place where God can not only be the only thing in your life that matters and makes sense, but he'll be the thing that will bring you to the place where you understand that you're not in this by yourself. Friends will walk away. Family will leave you. I'm just being honest with you. Family will shut doors on you. People will find other ways to be useful to someone else. But God will never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible says it like this. It says, if you build your bed in hell, I'm there with you. In other words, he's saying that no matter where you may be at in this life, no matter what you may be doing, what you may be going through, that he will protect, watch, and keep his hand over you. So I invite you to receive our overcomer scripture and our overcomer's prayer. And it's simply this. It simply says this. Watch this. Romans 10. This is our overcomer scripture. It says this. That if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you shall be saved. It's not complex. But watch this. We're going to pray this prayer.
Now, the church called it the sinner's prayer, and they said that that's the scripture that they use. But we like to call it the overcomer's prayer on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, because you're now an overcomer. You're no longer bound by the thing that has overcome you. Now you are not just a conqueror, but you're more than a conqueror. You stand in the relationship, right standing with God. And with that being said, what we want to do, we want to invite you to come and be a part of what God is doing in your life, because we know that there are great things that's attached to you, but sometimes we have other things that's attached to us that make us miss what God is doing. But I want to invite you today. I want to invite you today to have that right standing in God and with God, simply by you just receiving this scripture and receiving this prayer. Now, the prayer is very simple. It's not complex. And I'm going to reintroduce that Romans 10 and 9, those that are under the sound of my voice, and you want to have this right relationship with God. When I pray that prayer, I want you to just lift up your hands, lift up your hearts, lift up your eyes toward the hills. If you can't lift up your hands, if you can't lift up your eyes, lift up your heart to the hills which come at your help and say, Lord, here am I. Use me. That's all I want you to do. When I pray that prayer, when I put that Romans 10 and 9 out there, I just want you to say, use me, Lord. Here am I, Lord. Use me. Here am I, Lord, use me. So let us pray. Lend me your hearts for more. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice. God, there are those that have backslidden, God, and they need to come and do their first works over. God, we invite them to come. God, we invite the sinner boy, the sinner girl, the sinner man, the sinner woman. God, we invite those that have backslidden, God, that have fallen away. God, you said in the word that you're married to the backslider. Father, so we want to say thank you right now, God, for those who have fallen from grace. God, those that are in a place of grace. Father, we pray that you would meet them right there where they are. God, because your word says that in Romans 10 and 9, the sure part, that word Romans 10 and 9 says that if we confess with our mouth and believe with our hearts that you died and was raised from the dead, we will be saved. So that right now, Father God, as those that are under the sound of my voice, God, lifted up their hands to receive salvation, God, we pray that you would meet them where they are and work the work that you have sent for them and set up for them and orchestrated for them and done what you do, God, and that is be God and be God all by yourself. There is none greater than you, and we know that you are, God, a peace-giving God, a strength-giving God, a wise God, a wise counsel in the time of torment and in trouble. God, you'll show up and you will show out. So we thank you right now, God, for walking into the presence of those that are under the sound of our voice, God. And we pray that you move by your power and by your strength and do what you do best, and that is be God and be God all by yourself. Beside you, Father God, there is no other. We rest in you today. We rest into you today. God, we are rested in our spirit today by you. God, that we turn our mindsets and our ways toward you and say, Father, do what you do best, and that is be God and be God immaculate in our life. In Jesus' mighty name, God is our prayer. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your sitting in with us on today. Now, there are those that are under the sound of my voice. If you would like to sow into this Worldwide Gospel Connection ministry, listen, those of you that sow, know that when you sow, the finances that you sow go into the further broadcasting of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And also, we're powered by the Abba House International. Listen, help me if I help you. We're powered by the Abba House International, which is the Abba House Church that we pastor, myself and my wife, we pastor this church. And with us pastoring this church, we also have this wonderful Worldwide Gospel Connection under our umbrella. And we're just excited about what God is doing in this time and in this hour as far as being connected. So make sure that all the things are working and working well with us. And so we're just glad and excited about him being a part of what he does and what he does best, and that is be God and be God all by himself. So we're just excited. So we want to make sure that you guys know that when you sow your seed into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we take those seeds and we cause a shift, we call it a transition in the body of Christ as well as the broadcast. And we want to make sure that you know that that finances helps to further this ministry and also helps us to further ministry with the Abba House, that we are able to reach out and do our outreach and touch the lives of those in our community and in our city. So we want you to make sure that when you sow, you know where your money is going. You know where your finances is going. We don't want you to think that we just take this and just do anything with it. We understand that we don't have to explain it to you. But sometimes in all your giving, you need to get a good understanding. That you go right there. That's the point right there. So we want to let you know that your finances does not just go to all any willy-nilly. We do reach out and we do make those things happen with our outreach as far as that is concerned. Now, also, I want to make mention, those of you all that are under the sound of our voice, if you do not have a church home, listen to me very well. You can meet us every Sunday at the Abba House International on Hyde Street in Houston, Texas, and that's 6705 Hyde Street. That's 6705 Hyde Street. You can meet us at 11:30 every Sunday morning. We are there. We would love to have you guys drop in and be a part of that service on Sunday morning and come and experience the Abba House experience. It's an experience like no other. I promise you, it's an experience like no other. When you step into the door, you feel the love. Our motto is there's room at the house. Now, we understand that we are not the only church in the city of Houston. There are many churches, and we invite you and implore you to find a church home. Those of you all that have given your life and you don't have a church home, find your church home. I want you to find your church home, make sure the man and woman of God is preaching and teaching the word, and thirdly, I want you to get you a really good Bible. Those of you all that are new in Christ, get you a really good Bible. And make sure that Bible, I suggest the one with the red writing, so you can know that that's Jesus talking, okay? So that way you understand that when the word of God is being preached, that there is structure and clarity to that word. There is the Bible. You have the B-I-B-L-E, the basic instruction before leaving earth, okay? So you make sure you have that in your hands. Make sure you have that in your possession. And make sure that man, woman of God is living the life that they're preaching. Amen? Amen. So those of you all that would like to sow, make sure that you take out the time to sow today. Those of you all that can, please go to either your Cash App, your Zelle, or either to your PayPal. You can do either one of those. We have some other ways of giving that's going to be coming. So we want to make sure that we are accessible to everyone who wants to give. So make sure that you go to your Cash App, and that Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. Or you could go to your Cash App and your Zelle, which is 346-419-5960. Again, that's 346-419-5960. You can go to that Cash App and go there, or you could go to your PayPal. It is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. You can sow your seed there as well. So we thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for this time. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God for you for coming in and sharing and being a part of what God is doing. And we look forward to you guys constantly coming and sharing with us on Mondays. All of our brothers that showed up on this morning, we want to say thank you to you. We appreciate you. We love you. And we appreciate everything that you do and everywhere that you do. And know that God has already set some things in order and set some things in place. So we're just excited about this next shift that God is doing. And we understand that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. So know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And God will show up and show out. God bless you. We look forward to you guys coming and supporting and sharing with us again. We love you and we appreciate you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen? Amen.
let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, will the doubt arise? Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it.